Hello, my dear churchgoers, and welcome back to yet another episode of St. Robert's Day Game Podcast. And this podcast episode is audio only, just as usual when I have some guests on to preserve the privacy of my guests. You hear many stories of day gamers exploring day game and dating in Europe, different parts of the USA, of course, all over Latin America, maybe a bit from Australia, but you don't hear many guys going to Asia. I think Asia is, let's call it an anti place. And today I'm talking with Mr. Majestic about his recent day game trip to several places in Asia. He went to Bangkok and Phuket in Thailand. He has been to Phuket before, and he went to Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam. He's sharing how he did during these trips, what he learned, different types of girls you'll meet in these locations, English level, how easy or hard the day game is, and his opinion on which types of day gamers should go. We end this conversation with a conclusion that Bangkok and the city in Vietnam are two very, very different places. And because of how starkly different they are, it's very easy to make up your mind which one of those do you want to explore. If you're new to my podcast, then for more than half a decade, I have been teaching busy entrepreneurs and travelers on how to meet beautiful and interesting women in everyday situations, on the streets, in shopping malls, grocery stores, gyms, cafes, etc. We live in a world where everyone is swiping to get their next dates. And of course, yes, some guys are learning to meet girls in everyday situations. It's called day game. But for most people, it simply doesn't work. Over the years, I've created extensive content covering everything from stopping your first girl in a regular everyday situation to in-depth step-by-step instructions on how to attract women and secure dates. However, I don't really expect you to go through hundreds of hours of material, so I've distilled the most crucial information into a series of short videos where you will learn why almost all men get no results from online dating, the differences between meeting women online, in clubs and bars, through friends and social circles, and in everyday situations like streets, shopping malls, and cafes called day game. You'll also learn about the step-by-step technical approach to approaching women that I use myself and teach my students, and you will understand if this is something that could work for you and what results you could expect, taking into account your age, location, so where you're living, your looks, and ethnicity. If you want to learn all of that for free, simply head over to my website, strobert.blog. It is strobert.blog. Enter your email at the bottom of the website and you'll get access to all of it, plus my free texting guide so you could convert more numbers you get to dates, and my dating guide so more of the dates you go on end up at your apartment. And lastly, before we jump into this conversation with Mr. Majestic, a few updates about Asia, because this episode, after all, is about Asia. I am heading to Asia very soon. I will be in Chiang Mai, Thailand for a month. So if you want to learn day game there, then I'll have some coaching spots there. And after that, I'm heading to Da Nang in Vietnam. It's a fairly big city, but it's on a beautiful beach. So you get both things at the same time. You get the big city lifestyle while still being able to explore beautiful nature. So if you, after listening to this podcast, decide you want to learn day game in Vietnam, then again, I'll have some coaching spots there. To find out more about how coaching works, simply click the link in the description and you'll get all the information you need. Mr. Majestic, straight back from Asia, like a week ago, or when did you get back? You are basically someone who has been to Asia, because I have never been to Asia for especially for day game. So let's tell guys what Asia, or at least the places you've been to in Asia, I think it's mostly Southeast Asia, what are they like for day game, and where should guys go, and what can they expect, etc. So when did you get back?
So I'll just tell you, I went from the 6th till the 19th to Thailand, and from the 19th to 28th, I went to Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh City.
Okay, so you've been to you did 3 weeks there. This wasn't your first time in those places, right?
No, it was not the first time. I was in Thailand. I was in Bangkok and Phuket last year, exactly around that time.
Okay, and this year, which cities did you go to in Thailand?
I was just in Bangkok because I personally prefer Bangkok for the traditional day game. setup, you know, malls, pedestrian.
And apart from these places, these two places in Thailand and then the city in Vietnam, have you done day game in other places in Asia?
I've done in, I haven't done it.
Okay,
I mean, I've done it in India, but it doesn't really, India doesn't really count in Asia, or like Indian
country. Well, when did you go to India last time?
4 years ago, when I started starting my day game journey.
Okay. Well, the most popular, I think Thailand is a popular place for nomads, and many people are going to Vietnam. And actually, Vietnam was not on my radar as a place for day game because I always thought that.
Yeah.
I've never heard anything good about Vietnam in terms of day game. So maybe let's start with Thailand and maybe tell us what you think about the places you've been to and kind of can go over each other, both of them, kind of what types of girls you meet there, what's the traffic like, how easy or hard it is, etc.
Okay, so people like to usually think that Thailand is the day game hub in Asia, you know. But it couldn't be further away from the truth. I personally really enjoyed Vietnam because super pedestrianized, you know, like even though the like bars and clubs are not all over the place, but there are like sufficient amount of bars. And there's an amazing city center where everybody's there, like literally everybody's there. It's more of like, how do I say it? The park in Warsaw next to Lotte Tarasky, where everybody's chilling out, you know. Like Ho Chi Minh City had that. I didn't really see that in Bangkok. In Bangkok, it's very metropolitan, you know, like even though it might be a bit dirty infrastructure wise, but very metropolitan malls. It's far better suited for mall game. It's far better suited for, it's way better suited for mall game and night game. That's basically what I'd like to say. And with regards to quality, I would say quality is so much more better in Vietnam, so much more better. In Thailand, like, didn't like the quality this time when I compared it to Vietnam. And the girls are, how do I say it? The girls are, like, hyper-feminine. Never seen such feminine women, basically. Not even in Russia.
Like Ukrainians or even more?
Way more. It's similar to Ukrainians, but an Asian version of it, basically.
Okay, so let's kind of go over the Bangkok thing really, really quickly. What are the types of girls you will typically see in Bangkok? I assume most of the day games in shopping malls, correct?
Yeah.
So what are the types of girls you meet there? Are they locals? Are they foreigners? Are they kind of simple girls? Are there more posh girls? Or
All of it. Locals, simple girls, posh girls, all of it. The whole type. You're going to see like...
What's the level of English there?
Yeah, they do speak English. It's not going to be that much. Tell me.
So out of all these three places, Bangkok, Phuket, and the place in Vietnam, which has the highest level of English?
More in Thailand.
Are we talking like Phuket or Bangkok, which has better level of English? Bangkok, okay. So basically what I'm hearing from you is don't go to Bangkok. Is that pretty much what you're saying?
No, if you go to Bangkok, in my opinion, the difficulty is same as Russia, St. Petersburg. That's a very horrible comparison because people go on saying, oh, Southeast Asia is easy. For me, it was the same, basically.
Bangkok, what I'm hearing is the best level of English, not the best girls, not that easy. Is that?
Yeah. Normal girls are not that easy. If you see like massage girls and all of that, like not that I'm into that shit, basically. But the place has a lot of sleaze over there.
Yeah.
So people have this notion that, oh, you know what, Bangkok is easy because of the sleaze over there.
But it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, it's that's. Not. I've heard the same. I've heard the same from another guy. I've talked about day game in Bangkok. He said basically the same thing, that Also, because of the, he said that also because of the amount of sex tourism in Thailand, that a lot of girls will not want to be seen walking down the street with a foreigner, just because everyone will assume that, you know, she's a working girl. And he said that it's easier with girls who have lived abroad, who have studied abroad, and then come back, because they are kind of used to dating foreigners. But we can't really make the judgment after spending just a few weeks there, because he was living there. That was the big difference. Okay, what about Phuket? Because you spent some time there as well.
Phuket was. I mean, it's not going to be good for day game. It's really not going to be good for day game, because it's more beach game. There are going to be less local girls. There's going to be a lot of sleaze over there. I've never seen so much sleaze in one city. Don't get me wrong, I had a great time over there, you know. But there's a lot of sleaze, and there are way too many European tourists and Russian tourists, and when they go over there, because they go over there, like, Russia is pretty far away from Thailand, you know. So, like, the girls usually go there with their boyfriends or with their husbands or in the form of couples. It's really hard to see, like, a single girl sitting by herself at a bar or outside a beach club in Phuket.
And if she's working?
it is quite common, by the way. It is very
okay,
common.
So it does sound, you know, that oh my god, don't go to Thailand, it's terrible, blah 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 blah. Did you get any lays in Bangkok and Phuket? Because I think you did. I've heard some stories. Yeah. So how did you get those lays if it's so terrible?
Yeah, so I think this time my archetype is becoming way more polarizing. So I mean, I got a neck tattoo and I got a palm tattoo as well, and I've gotten a bit more bigger. So it's like when I'm walking down the street, like my game is becoming more filtering based. So the IOIs that I'm getting are like, either I like this guy too much, or I just don't like this guy at all. Like, if that makes perfect sense, that usually happens at a high level.
Yeah, you're filtering super hard. Yeah, okay, I understand. So do you know how many sets you did in Bangkok and in Phuket?
Yeah, in total, I did anywhere between 30 to 40 sets, and I got something like 3 lays. And
so you did 40 sets and got 3 lays. That's not bad.
Yeah. that's not, what do you mean by it's not bad? It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, but at the same time, you're saying all these places are complete shit, like, and blah, blah, blah. But still, it's 40 sets and 3 lays. So it does sound, you know, it does sound like it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, but you get a bit complacent, and it's like it takes the fun out. You just go like, "Wow, now we just got comfortable," and I personally don't like that. If that makes sense.
So what's the okay? So, 30 to 40 sets. I mean, okay, you were there for 3 weeks. Is the volume really shitty or?
No, in Thailand, there's volume all over the place. You're never gonna run out of sets.
This doesn't add up to me. It's like it's a lot of volume. You got a bunch of, you get a few lays from fairly small volume. So where is the problem with these places? It does. If there is volume and it was relatively easy to get laid, then why wouldn't anyone go? Why wouldn't someone go there?
I wouldn't advise. A beginner to go over there, because he's not really gonna learn, and life is just too easy over there. Like, if that makes perfect sense, and I personally
okay,
don't
but
like
will
that.
The beginner get laid there?
Yeah, 100%.
Also, I mean, you know, people are traveling to get laid; they're not traveling to learn. At least not to Thailand.
Yeah.
People are traveling to learn to places that are harder, like New York City, like Belgrade, or before the war, Ukraine. People were traveling to these places to learn, to challenge their game, to go to a harder place. So it does sound like, okay, you didn't like Bangkok and Phuket, but it does sound like it's easy game, at least if someone's willing to do the work. And but you just didn't like personally, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I personally didn't like it.
Okay. So you didn't like it, but beginners should go, is what I'm hearing, because
100%,
volume is 100%. There. Volume is there. Absolutely. It's relatively easy. Maybe not the hottest girls in the world, if I get that correctly. Is that correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, and then you went to Vietnam. Ho Chi Minh, yeah?
Yeah, Ho Chi Minh.
I've heard about the city, but I don't even know where that is. And because I'm going to Vietnam, but to a different place. I'm not really going there for day game yet. Okay, tell us about Vietnam.
Amazing. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And the girls are very pretty, you know, super feminine. There are like a lot of foreigners over there who have settled down for like two decades, like a decade. And there's relatively less sex tourism over there. There are relatively less trannies over there. And luckily, I haven't had any tranny experience, so touch wood. And yeah, the city is amazing, man. It's super convenient. And like, if you call a cab within like 2 minutes, a cab is going to be at your doorstep. If you order in meals, it's going to be at your doorstep. So infrastructure wise, it's amazing. Quality wise, very good.
And so how's the English level? Let's start with that.
English levels are slightly lesser than it's a bit less than Bangkok, but it's manageable. And even if they don't really understand, as an intermediate and advanced, you could be able to analyze the body language if she's
well. We're like doing this for the beginners. Imagine you're talking to a beginner.
Yeah, the English is not that great, but then 30% of them do speak English. Well, 40% of them.
And we're talking like speak, like they can have a conversation or they understand the basics.
Cool. They can have a conversation. 70% of them.
That's okay. That's a good level of English. If 40% are fluent, and then 30% more can like have a basic conversation, then that's completely fine. That's more than good, you know. I've day game in places where, like, I don't know, like I coached guys in Ukraine where like 15 to 20% of girls were fluent. I mean, 15 were fluent, and then like 30 more like. Really, basics of the basics. No, that's very doable. That is good. That's a decent level of English. So you say they're very feminine. I've actually heard that Vietnamese girls are beautiful.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Like,
Are we uncovering a gem? Are we uncovering a hidden gem?
100%. Like, I can't. Man, the city is amazing. I'm probably going to go back again in December.
Because I'll be in a different city in Vietnam. I'm going to a place near the beach because I found this really like a big city but near a beautiful beach. So I'm definitely going to go check that out.
I'm going
there for a month. And okay, so English level is decent enough. Girls are beautiful. I've heard that Vietnamese girls are rather traditional. Is that true or we're not really?
Yes and no.
Okay, let's dive into that a little bit. Expand, please.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen 50% of them are like extremely reluctant to meet. They just don't reply. Something like other 50% of them are like, oh my God, I'm so glad to see you. You know, I'd like to go out on a date. And from that, half of them are willing to come back to yours.
Okay, so that basically sounds you are a foreigner. It could be that they're kind of, oh my God, it's a foreigner. I'm afraid. I don't know what's up. Kind of like shy people. And then half of them are afraid of that. And the other half are excited because they've probably been excited with the idea of meeting a foreigner. And then half of them want to come back to your place because, oh my God. So it does sound like the perfect combination. It does sound like a bunch of places in Latin America. Especially the ones with not as many foreigners living there. Although you said that in Ho Chi Minh there are a bunch of foreigners. Okay, so you said the city is good, the city is interesting. What about the volume? Is the volume good? Because you said there's the one place where there's all the people are there and
yeah, there's a lot of volume. I've never seen so much volume, and it's similar to Russia volume wise. And what else? The volume is very, very good. Even in the malls, even in the center of the city, right? Even on the sleazy streets, the volume is really good.
Okay, not a lot of professionals, I assume.
There's just like one big street where there are like a lot of professionals, but that's basically it.
Okay, that sounds very good. I don't know what I assume it's mostly first date lays, or did you have to go on more dates?
First date lays, man. I got one second date lay, and I got one same date lay.
Okay, and these places, I assume you're day gaming the locals. It's not a lot of kind of solo travelers, foreigners, backpackers, and things like that.
Yeah, the one lay that I got was with a local. The other one was with a Vietnamese girl who was born and brought up in Australia. So culture wise, she's Aussie. But
yeah, okay, yeah, that's basically a foreigner. Yeah, okay. So in the conclusion, it sounds like if people want a place, I don't even know. Like, why would anyone? So why do you like Vietnam so much more? Because it does sound like Bangkok and Phuket were good places, but you seem very excited about Vietnam.
Yeah, so it's in Thailand, it's legal, if you know what I mean. So
yes.
Yeah. So over there, I mean, a lot of tourists are there, you know, many tourists, and the normal girls, they just chill in the malls. And eventually you get sick of mall game because you're just like constricted all the time, and it was just too easy, because on the third day of my trip I got a lay. I was like, what the hell, you know.
I mean, that's great. Are you complaining?
Yeah, I mean, easy? Great. Yeah. And then you just tend to take it easy when you're just like indulging in the green stuff, so that was my personal experience.
Yeah, but okay.
Yeah, that was my personal experience. If I would have stayed over there longer, yeah, I would have gotten laid a little bit more. Whereas in Vietnam, I was a bit more, way more focused, and there's way more convenience in Vietnam. I can't stress the importance of this, especially from a logistics perspective. Like, if you were to have an Airbnb, and you would have bounced a girl back home from venue 3 to your place, or from venue 2 to your place, you go like, hey, let's swing by an Airbnb, we can buy a bottle of wine. There's almost a 7-Eleven every 2 minutes compared to Thailand.
That's the question. What about the infrastructure in these cities? You know, let's compare Bangkok to the city in Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh. Are they both the same level of development? And
No, not at all. Not at all. So in Bangkok, there's a metro because there usually is a metro when the city is getting crowded with traffic. And if you want to bounce, you need your logistics to be super tight. Like, go and live in the center, otherwise don't live anywhere at all. Like, because if your place is like every 10 minutes away from the center and you catch a cab, it's probably going to take you 30 minutes to reach back home from a cab.
Okay.
That's the first
one. Okay.
Yeah.
So
tell me.
So that I'm trying to kind of put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and what I'm kind of the picture is starting to seem more like. So if you like a developed Western, more or less westernized place with all the amenities and everything you need, like things like that, and you want it to look like you wanted to have some nicer parts with like fancier places, then you should hit Bangkok. But if you want if you're fine with more kind of legit Asia, Southeast Asia experience, also with beautiful girls, but with better logistics and like kind of better layout for day game, etc., then you should go for Vietnam. Is that more or less accurate?
Yeah. And whereas Vietnam, there's in Ho Chi Minh City, there's no metro. I mean, it's still being built. And
yeah,
people usually roam around in scooters. So I've never seen so many scooters anywhere. And
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense. So it basically, it's a choice between a more developed place, Bangkok, which is obviously going to be way pricier, but with all the amenities and everything you want, and a more kind of real Southeast Asian experience of Ho Chi Minh, or probably a bunch of other places in Vietnam. I don't know, any other places that you have heard of that you are very curious to now go and check out next time you're going there?
Yeah, I would like to go to the Philippines and Manila, because the type of Asian girls I actually like are like tan brown skin, petite, and that's my type, basically. You know?
Okay.
Or it's like the way too pale, petite, K-pop looking feminine girl, basically. That's more in Vietnam. Yeah. Whereas you're gonna find more of the tan girls in the Philippines, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it seems like next winter I have to do like a month on my own in Asia.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like, if whatever people, is it easier than, is it? So my perception is a bit skewed because I live in the Middle East, and I live in basically the sugar baby capital of the Middle East. So day game over here is super hot. So if I go to a place like, let's say, Russia, or if I go to a place like, let's say, Southeast Asia, I'm like, whoa, like, girls are actually nice. You know, well, so, yeah. But otherwise, everybody should go over there. Everybody should go to Thailand. And okay. Well, if you think it's easy, it's not easy. Please get that out of your head.
Yeah, I have a few places on the list, but I'm not going for day game, although I will announce some coaching spots, because I am going to Chiang Mai in Thailand, because I want to see the part, and I'm kind of going very soon, like before, I hope to make it before the birding season, basically. I've heard a lot of good things about that place, and one guy from the private community is there right now, and I'm going to Da Nang in Vietnam.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, I've heard like it's a big city, but it's right on a beach, on a very beautiful beach. So that's exactly what I wanted, like a city on a beach, to have kind of both to have both things at the same time. And then
So I'm
going to both of these places, and I'm gonna announce some coaching spots. So maybe we'll coach someone there. And then I'm heading to Japan for 3 weeks to check out a few cities there.
Yeah,
but as I said, this trip is not for day game. I do every like I do trips that I do solo, or I go on day game, and then when it gets kind of when it's off season, I travel with my girlfriend. So this is a trip with a girlfriend with no day game outside of coaching. But I'm definitely excited to go and check them out. And it does sound like the next time I go there, I gotta go solo and really explore that part of the world in terms of day game.
Do you want me to provide you an observation about like European girls in these countries? Because I did go on a date with an Austrian girl, and
I'm listening.
The thing about European girls is they don't travel solo. They usually travel with an obstacle, which is like their best friend or their boyfriend, you know. And they travel either, most of them are not digital nomads. They either come from Australia or somewhere from Russia, but that's Eastern Europe. That doesn't really count. Europe, or from Germany, you know?
Yeah.
And they are not easy, as in, like, they just stay over there for 3 days. And even though they are attracted, it takes a fair share of work to get them out. But once when they're out and if they're attracted, like, it's going to be dead easy, basically. Whereas,
yeah, of course. If they come out on a date, then yeah.
Yeah, whereas the thing about like the Southeast Asians or like the Russians or when you further go east, basically, like in Eastern Europe, or when you go to Russia, or when you go to Southeast Asia, like when you approach them, they look at you like they get easily attracted, but sometimes if your game is not tight, it's going to be harder to lay them. That's all.
Yeah, of course, that's always the case there. Like the people were complaining back in the day that Russians were hard. Well, they're not. The people just have shitty game, and that's it. Like, if you have solid game, then they're actually really cool to go out with. Not just Russian girls, like in general, kind of that far eastern. They're really cool, really nice. But if you're like if you're gonna be simping there, then well,
there were many simps, by the way. Many simps. I've seen a lot of simps. Like, I've never seen so many simps.
Obviously, people go to that part of the world thinking they're going to save someone, and you know that people, that girls need saving. They don't need saving. You know, they need a cool guy that they want to go out with. And I think we have a good insight about these places. That's what I wanted to know. That's what I wanted to find out. Kind of your experience to understand, so that people can understand if it's worth going there. Which cities will have. What offers? So Bangkok and places in Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh, it sounds like they have very different things to offer. So it's an easy choice for people to make. They know what they're going to be getting when they're going to either of these places. So thank you very much for sharing. And let's wrap it up. And there it is. If you want the more kind of developed, more big city lifestyle, then, well, Bangkok is the place you want to go. And if you want more of a kind of real Southeast Asian experience, then Vietnam is probably a good idea. And if you like what you heard and you want to go on a day game trip to Asia, or maybe you're already living there as a nomad, or maybe you're from Australia and it's simply pretty close to you, then as I said, I'll be for a month in Thailand. I'll be for a month in a city in Vietnam. I think both of those places will be an interesting locations to explore for day game. If you want to do that, then click on the link in description to learn more about how coaching with me usually works. And if all the details you see there sound good, then send me a message. We'll hop on a call to talk details and figure out which destination could be a better idea for you. And if you are already going out and you're getting some numbers, but you want to convert more of those numbers to dates, then head over to my website to get access to my free texting course. And if you're already going on some dates, but you want to learn to be better on dates and convert more of those dates to lays, then again, on my website, you'll get access to for free for my dating guide. Both of those are available on strobert.blog, that is strobert.blog, or simply daygamecourses.com. Well, that's it. See you in the next episode. Ciao, guys.